International Women's Day serves as a reminder of the ongoing challenges women face in their daily lives despite playing vital roles in society. Across Africa, women face an array of barriers to achieving their full potential, from restrictive cultural practices to discriminatory laws and highly segmented labor markets. Vivian Ovie-Whiskey is a legal practitioner and an advocate for human and women rights. She told VOA that to narrow gender gaps in Africa, laws that promote equal pay, land rights, and maternity protection must be implemented without compromise.
We must take a multifaceted approach that addresses the systemic inequalities at every level. First, let us start by strengthening legal protections and accountability. Gender-based violence, discriminatory laws, and cultural practices that oppress women must be totally abolished. This requires robust legal frameworks, strict enforcement, and accessible justice mechanisms for women and girls.
Africa has made some progress towards gender equality and women's empowerment. Yet, inequality has reached a critical level in most African countries, especially in social, economic, and political spheres. Ovie-Whiskey reiterates that empowering African women to thrive is key to the progress of any nation.
Transforming the lives of African women requires intentional efforts from governments, communities, and individuals. This is not just a woman's issue, it's an economic, social, and moral imperative. Their lives can be transformed by strengthening healthcare and reproductive rights. A woman's health determines her ability to thrive.
Adora Sydney Jack, the Executive Director of Gender Strategy Advancement International, says that equal access to quality education can play a pivotal role in countries in Africa.
Education, for me, is a pathway towards women's employment, towards women's mainstreaming, towards bridging the gender gap, towards empowerment, improved health. It brings tangible benefits for the women and the girls, and including the citizens as well.
Speaking on this year's Women's Day theme, which is Accelerate Action, Sydney Jack notes that significant barriers to gender equality remain in Africa, but that with right strategies, positive progress can be made for women everywhere.
For women in Africa, there is an urgent need indeed to accelerate this action in strategies that will mitigate. For me as a woman, as an African woman, I'm looking forward to strategies that will mitigate the lack of agency for women's voices in politics, and the need to tackle the exclusion of women in policy making.
Meanwhile, the International Labour Organization, or ILO, says it will mark this year's International Women's Day by celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and its platform for action, with a special event reflecting on the three decades of progress in the world of work. The Assistant Director General for Governance, Rights and Dialogue at the ILO, Emanuela Tommy, is happy with the progress women have made over the past 30 years.
Globally, there are more women in the workforce than ever before. There are more women-owned businesses and women at the head of enterprises, more women in managerial positions, stronger legal protections against discrimination, including in respect of violence and harassment, stronger care policies supporting working women and families, stronger representation of women in trade unions, as well as in employers and business membership organizations.
Tommy, however, says that the pace of progress had been too modest and that it will take nearly two centuries to achieve equal employment rate between women and men. This is VOA News in Abuja, Nigeria.